Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Probably just a leader. He's just a natural born leader. Like he knows how to rally us all together, get us all together, and get us going. No matter what the score is, no matter what's happening on the field, like you said, off the field, he does a great job of leading us.
Dane Jackson on Jordan Poyer, who's been a story already again this year. The play of the day, arguably, yesterday. That's four interceptions, two in the game. He missed a game, too. I think it's first in the league. Four picks through 4 weeks. We wondered about his feelings in the offseason, the contract stuff. Then he got hurt in training camp. Remember the elbow? And hurt again, surprisingly missing the Miami game. We weren't too focused on him. More Micah Hyde, but then Poyer's not playing either. And now this yesterday. We've heard a lot about Jordan Poyer this year.
Yes, we have. And he demonstrates his value again. So good on him. I don't know what he might be feeling about the contract, but we just had a right 10 minutes ago. And maybe Lamar didn't go harder at the goal line because he doesn't have a contract. Poyer's not showing any signs of that, man. I mean, he is mattering, and they need him more than ever now with Hyde out.
So would McDermott have had him in Philadelphia? Poyer was a 7th round pick of the Eagles in 2013. Is he still there, McDermott, or is he in Carolina? By 13. 15 is the Super Bowl year.
I don't know about that. I didn't even know he came in with Carolina. I knew the Bills got him from Cleveland.
No, Philly.
It's Philly?
He was drafted by the Eagles, and I'm asking if McDermott were still in Philadelphia. I think.
What I'm saying is I never even knew Poyer had ties to Philadelphia.
Okay, right.
I knew the Bills got him from Cleveland as
right.
a free agent.
They waived him a month into the rookie year, and Cleveland picked him right up. But I think McDermott is out of Philadelphia by then, so I don't think they would have been together there. That's what I was wondering.
Okay.
Parts of 4 years with the Browns, and then here in 2017, and he's hardly missed a game. Won the first year, won this year. That's it. Wow.
The reason why you don't try to hold somebody's injury history against them when you're thinking about – I mean, it depends on the injury and whatever, but, like, Poyer, I think, came with, like, well, you know, he just can't seem to stay on the field. And he's done nothing but stay on the
That's right.
since he got here.
Good point. Pat is with us. Hi, Pat.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
I just am a little concerned of how much respect you're not getting from the officials with the penalties. There was a couple. There was one right at the end of the first quarter. We were on defense, and it was about the 50-yard line, and there was a clear holding call as Lamar was coming out of the pocket, and I thought Boger's going to throw a flag, waiting for it, and nothing. And they complete like a 20-yard pass right at the end of the first quarter. And it was clear as day that the guy was getting held. I'm not sure what lineman was getting held. And then there was a pass interference on Diggs that wasn't called. Clear as day, pass interference. The guy was early before Diggs even had a chance to catch the ball. But the biggest thing I worry about is Josh Allen. There was one last week where there's a face mask that they hit his face mask in the end zone. No 15-yard penalty. There was a couple yesterday where roughing the passer, no calls. And then finally at the end of the game where I thought it probably wasn't a penalty, but he looked right at Boger, and finally the flag was thrown. So I'm just a little worried about the respect you're not getting from the refs.
Okay. I don't see it as respect or a lack thereof. I think I could probably call the same phone call about Baltimore yesterday. Poyer on pass interference when it's 20-3, not called. That play keeps that drive alive, and who knows if it's still 20-3 or they score again and you're done. How about the roughing the passer that Allen got? You brought it up.
Yep.
The one that he got, like, that's not your dad's roughing the passer or even your older brother's roughing the passer. That's just like, oh, my God, this league. Yep. But the Bills bought that.
And the Andrews play that you referenced.
And the Andrews play, the pass interference against him.
I mean, look, everyone's entitled to view the game and arrive at their own conclusions. That is not a game yesterday that I would feel. We talked about Lawson looked like he was being held for sure on the fourth down play.
Yes.
The play the caller might be thinking of is actually Dane Jackson on a corner blitz.
He's right, though. That was egregious.
Egregious. But with the way it shook out and the damage that the penalties that did get called on Baltimore did, taking a touchdown off the board and giving you 15 yards on first and 15, albeit, so it's not, you're not like at, like, we're screwed if we don't get a call here. I don't know. It's just not a complaint I would have after this game. I feel like, if anything, the calls that were made really helped the Bills win the game.
Right. The big point for me, as I talk about every chance I get, is how the refs don't want to call too many, because that's when they get criticized, and that's when the league gets criticized. And this is a TV show. This is not – fairness is not of the utmost when it comes to the NFL. It's part of it. You'd like to think it'd be more, but it's not. It's entertainment. That's what it's about. So too many penalties is bad, considered bad, even if they're right. Yesterday there were 9 calls against Baltimore and 4 against the Bills. That stood. And that's probably about as many as they'd want. And they probably want it to be closer. The perfect day for the refs, it's closer than that, not 9-4. So that's how it works. That's how it works. And we see this holding, but not this time. We see this delay of game, but not this time. We're not calling every illegal contact, because there's always illegal contact. I can't touch you past 5 yards. Really? In football? I can't touch you? Just come on, right? It's ridiculous. But we can't have them all. We don't want them all. We don't want 70 penalties in a game just because we saw them. It's not like, where's Waldo? You're trying to circle, whatever. You don't want that. It's got to flow. So that means, on purpose, officials who are professionally trained to spot infractions ignore them.
Yep. That wasn't that bad.
Fact. Fact. They knowingly ignore them. You have to know that to understand officiating. You have to know that. And sometimes they're against your team, sometimes they're not. And I never want to buy into the fact that it's purposeful in that way, because it would ruin sports if you knew it was on purpose. They were biased against teams. I mean, just take up a different hobby. I don't want to do that. I'm too old for that. What would it even be? Boxing? Like Sal? Should I get into boxing? I mean, maybe I should. I probably should get into something. All I do is lineups.
I suggest you get into something, but I don't know about boxing.
I drive my kids around. You know, I wake up in the morning. I come here. I do lineups, roster, waivers and lineups. That's it.
No.
12 months a year. That's what kind of life is this? I'm selling myself short.
What kind of lineups are you doing in April? What?
Oh, you know, dynasty trades, planning for rookie drafts. It's not lineups. You're right. It's different. It's drafts.
But it's work.
Yeah. I did 183 drafts. That's what I was doing in April and other months.
I knew all this.
You did. Jim is with us. Hello, Jim.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have two quick questions or points since you're talking about officials and calls. And I have two examples that were in the Miami game. So, one, I don't understand the difference between Gabe Davis's catch in the end zone that was ruled not a touchdown. He had 2 feet down and possession, but he didn't make that football move, and the ball was knocked out. Yet, if a guy dives and the tip of the ball touches the pylon, that's considered a touchdown. And I just think those are just two very opposite ends. And as I get older, I guess, and watch more football, I think it bothers me more.
Okay.
And the other one was on, they throw a pass to Edmonds over the middle in the Miami game again. It's a little bit high. Defensive back hits him. He gets 15 yards or personal foul for hitting a defenseless receiver. Whereas if he would have caught the ball, it would have been a hard hit. Now Dawson Knox catches that one ball. He's being tackled low, and that one lineman comes in helmet to helmet,
and absolutely destroys him, and there's no flag on that. And again, I don't understand. I mean, I know there's ticky-tack stuff, but those are just, I think, egregious differences that makes the game hard to watch, I guess, for an average person, I think. I don't know.
Hmm.
I just wanted your points on them.
Okay. I feel like I would just say everything that I just said. You know, they don't want to call them all. You have to. I'd give you the same speech. Like, I just did it. They don't want to call them all. It would bog the whole thing down, and that's even helmet to helmet. It's got to be sort of obvious and gross sometimes, I think, for that to get called. And on the first one, it's just a difference in the rules. Davis didn't, in the NFL's interpretation, Davis didn't have possession of the ball, and anybody diving for the pylon does when they hit the pylon with the ball. So that's all that is, I think.
Good job.
Right?
Yeah, you did a good job there. Because I was going to say something really asinine, like, oh, my God, are we really doing this? Like, I'm about to wish that the Bills lost the game so we'd have a conversation about that instead of stuff from 2 weeks ago. All right.
I said a lot on the postgame show about officials, and it was a little bit kind of silly, but I really do mean it. Like, it's only – like Jim here is saying – it's hard to watch. I don't respect it. I don't respect the integrity of the officiating. Yeah. And I just think the only way home is to ignore that disrespect, ignore that instinct. If you fixate on that instinct, you will not want to like the sport.
Yep.
And is that the choice you want to have to make? Relax about the officials. Every fan that is biased watching these games thinks their team is, what do the other guys say? Disrespected.
Yep.
And, you know, give me a break. They think that about the media, and they think the national media, no respect. We all hate your team, and, you know, officials hate your team too. They probably don't. They probably don't, though.
Yeah. I really don't mean to be hard on the guy calling. I agree with a lot of what he's saying,
yeah. But
the overall, to me, is what you just said. And we've been preaching that for years. But even I just don't let it make you crazy, because you'll never be sane. It's so inconsistent that it will make you insane if you really focus on it.
Right.
So you got to let it go. But even within that, like I was after the Tampa game last year, I even said, here, I'm going to do this and I'm going to regret it, but I'm really hot about the officiating. And I was. So, I mean, we all have our breaking points, I guess. So I shouldn't be like so harsh on
Jim. No, Jim said he heard us talking about the officials. So I think he thought this was a chance to get, yeah. it already had come up. Time out. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.